Senators are back in Washington today. House members don't think it's safe quite yet. Congress has already approved trillions of dollars in economic relief, but the big decisions about reopening the economy are being left to governors and, in some cases, mayors.
So let's bring in the mayor of New Orleans, where as many as one in four workers have lost their jobs. And in Orleans Parish alone, more than 400 have lost their lives. Joining us now is New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and right now your stay-at-home order is set to expire less than 2 weeks from now on May 15th. What are you going to need to see from the data to actually ease restrictions at that point?
Well, one is absolutely seeing a decline in new cases, in which we're starting to see that. But we are developing our benchmark in regards to what that needs to look like for the city of New Orleans specifically, as well as increased testing capabilities. While we have been testing here about 6% on a range of 6%, of all of our residents here, which is very high, we want to be at a place where we can maintain and even expand that level of capacity, because we will have to do effective contact tracing, and it doesn't happen without an increased percentage of tests being available and readily available, so that we can really box the virus in. While we have been living in an environment where the virus has had us, you know, boxed in, meaning at home, and as we look to shifting towards reopening, it has to have a strategy to where we're able to identify through that contact tracing and immediately be able to isolate, quarantine, to box in that virus, so we do not get back to community spread.
Well, and when it comes to, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when it comes to contact tracing, your state has announced plans to hire 700 contact tracers. But according to NPR's reporting, that would get you only about halfway to the number of tracers that the state of Louisiana would need to start reopening.
Right. But also understand this, as relates to contact tracing, it's not just something that government has to do or has the responsibility to do. It's the businesses themselves that will also contribute to the responsibility of contact tracing. They will know who comes to their establishment. They will have to be able to identify and trace and help us box it in and to prevent community spread. So the thought that contact tracing is solely government led is a false narrative. I don't see how government will plan itself in every business throughout, I know, the city of New Orleans. It just, that's unrealistic. So it's going to have to, we're going to have to build a robust contact tracing strategy that incorporates not only government, but the businesses themselves that are wanting to open back up.
Okay. And how much pressure would you say that you're feeling at this point to reopen? Because New Orleans went into the pandemic with the country's highest unemployment rate. And since the pandemic began, economists estimate the state's unemployment rate is about 25%. Are you under a ton of pressure just to reopen now?
Oh, yeah. I've received some pressure points that hit a little over 2 weeks ago, but was able to counteract that very quickly. It's not being bullied, you know, about it. It's going to be driven by the data and not the date. And so with that, temperatures have somewhat cooled down, and also with the realization that contact tracing is not just something that's government-led, that there is a responsibility of the businesses that are pushing to reopen. So I've kind of shifted a little bit of their thinking in terms of turning the map around a bit and having them focus on what their contact tracing plans will be, and also how government would be able to hold them accountable to those plans. Because again, the idea and the need is to prevent community spread, and that's something that we're coming out of, not something that we want to go back into, because we will have to shut down again.
Mayor, just 30 seconds here, but how does this compare to Katrina in New Orleans?
Well, one, during Katrina, it was something that happened specifically, you know, just in New Orleans. So with this pandemic, it's worldwide, it's global, and it's the United States being really the focal point. It also expanded the focus on disparities and health disparities that are prevalent in our urban environments and our urban cores across the United States of America. During Katrina, the laser and the focus was just on New Orleans.
Right.
And we were the blame.